Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Hi, my friend, Deb Boulanger here, and welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate. And if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome home. You're in for a real treat today as you get to meet one of my business mentors and the one I turn to when I want to turn my sales results around or triple my revenue in a single quarter and keep that track record going for a solid year. And I also want to share that this episode might have a different sound quality than some of our prior episodes because our normal platform didn't work for us when we were recording. And there is so much value and so much great advice here that you will get with Natasha that I highly encourage you to listen to every bit. Grab a journal, get a pen. You're going to want to take notes. So welcome, Natasha. It's such a pleasure to have you with us in Life After Corporate today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Deb. Thank you so much. I'm excited.
I could not do Life After Corporate without you. You're such an important part of my life.
Yes, girl.
So first, you are also a Life After Corporate escapee. What is your story? Why did you leave the corporate world? What was your pivotal moment? And where are you today?
I love that you said escapee, because that's exactly how it felt. I escaped the trap. My story goes back, oh my goodness, well over 20 years ago. I worked in corporate in telecom, and I started initially as a sales rep and swore that I hated sales, and my dislike for it and the way that I did it got me promoted within 7 months to director of sales and recruitment for this really large telecommunications company. And for me, the pivotal moment for me was realizing that I was building someone else's dreams and that they were paying me just enough to stay and I was receiving just enough to show up. And when that no longer became tolerable, I had to really look at myself and ask the question, what am I doing here? This paycheck is no longer serving the things that I say mean something to me. It's no longer serving my heart. It's no longer serving my sense of freedom that I want with time. So what am I doing here building someone else's dreams? What are my own? And when I started to tap into that question and be really honest with myself and frank, you know, quite often I had to have very frank conversations, it wasn't that I disliked sales. I disliked the way that it was taught, and I disliked the way that I was told to do it. But the reason why I got promoted is because so many times at that company is because I saw sales synonymous with service. I saw sales as an opportunity to really provide a solution or fill in a gap or a void, to give strategy or insight or input, problem solve. I saw it as possibility. And so when I was asking myself those questions, like, okay, it's time to go. What's the plan? I looked at what many of us look at. What do you like doing? What do you enjoy? What are you great at? What feels natural? You know, I looked at those things, and from that birthed my first coaching business back in 2003. So this is a very, very, very long time ago. And corporate served me well for so many reasons. The structure, you know, knowing what's possible, working in teams, being a leader. So I'm grateful for that time and that experience. But I tell you, escape is the right word, because the day that I left, I never turned back. And here it is today. You know, I stand as a business coach that focuses on the sales side. And I'm very, very, very grateful that that is what I get to do. That is what I wake up to. And the question that I can ask myself every day is, who do I desire to serve today? In what way can I serve them? You know, it's really exciting, especially right now in this particular season we're in. It's really exciting.
Yeah, we're going to dive into that. And personally, I'm so grateful that I met you and that you made the leap, because we met each other. Oh my goodness. Is this 7, 8, 9 years ago? And I remember seeing you on that stage. This was my first program. And you know what? Your story is so similar to my story and so similar to everyone else's story. When you wake up that day and say, why am I investing all my time and energy building someone else's dream in exchange for a paycheck? And when you want to have that freedom, that flexibility, and you want to make an impact through your work. And, you know, that's what we're about. That's the whole life after corporate story and the life after corporate experience, is those that really want to make an impact through their work. And so flashback, whatever it was, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, when I joined my first year-long program, you know, mentorship and mastermind program, and Natasha was a member of the faculty. And I don't know, do you remember our first conversation? Do you remember me walking up to you?
No, I don't. What happened? Tell me.
I walked up to you and I think I gave you a big hug and I said, I'm going to work with you.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm really intuitive about my coaches. And of course, you know, you and I have maintained this relationship for so many years now. So there's, you know, deep trust that's built up between us. And I know when I stray off and I get my knickers in a twist, as one of my old bosses used to say, that, you know, it's just time to call Natasha. And you're like, girl, why didn't you call me sooner? So friends, I just want you to know that when I bring people to you in life after corporate, it is the best of the best. These are people that I know, like, and trust and have relationships with in my own life. And the reason why I wanted to have this conversation today is that we're in an unprecedented time. Like, we don't have experience in how to navigate this, especially new entrepreneurs who haven't weathered storms before, who haven't weathered recessions before. And right now is the time of business unusual, and people are wondering, is this a good time to sell, or can I sell?
Absolutely. It's a beautiful, abundant, precious, it's time. It's a beautiful season. Let me tell you why. I want to share. I was thinking about a few things that you mentioned. You talk about the new entrepreneurs, those who are already in business. It's a valid question. So I want to first start with that. It is a valid question to ask, given the season that we're in, what many would say is an economic downturn, where a lot of people are panicking, and rightfully so, and in fear and in doubt. This is the time where many business owners are questioning the very existence of their business and the validity of their business. What I want to say to all of you, what I want to say to you who's listening right now, is this is a time for you to ask particular questions. And I'm going to share a few that I really have been offering to my clients. But it's not the time for you to go dark in your business. Because if you are someone who you're just starting out, or you're seasoned, and your business is really about moving things forward, whether it's mission driven, whether it's around a purpose, whether you are filling in a gap or a void, like, you know that your business, whether it be a product or a service, fills a gap where it is a need for someone else, and you can stand behind it with conviction and integrity, knowing that it makes a difference, that it's going to move them forward in whatever they're needing. This is the time for you to take a stand like never before. This is a time for you to rise up like never before. Now, maybe you do it differently. Maybe you do it with another level of finesse, which I'll explain that in a moment. But it's not the time to fold your hands, to bend your shoulders forward and question who you are and what you came here to do. You came here to fill a void in the world, in the marketplace. And this is the time where the void gap is expanding. So we need, as business owners, we need your light, we need your expertise, we need your skill set in the marketplace. We need you thriving, so that what many are calling an economic downturn, when they look to your business, there's hope, there's inspiration, there's advocacy, there's evidence that things are still working. So The question for you to ask yourself is, what problem does my business solve right now? Not 2 months ago, not even last year. Right now, today, what problem does my business solve right now? And if you can't answer that, the next question will be, what problem can my business solve right now? This is an opportunity. You're going to hear me say certain words on purpose repeatedly. Opportunity for you to look at how you can solve a new problem with your same solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. A new problem with your same solutions, because we talked about that in episode 6 about Business Unusual, that this coronavirus and economic downturn is opening up new problems that you have skills to solve.
Absolutely.
So finding, you know, if it's not business as usual for you, then where is there a place where your skills are needed now more than ever? And the other thing that you said, Natasha, which I don't know if I learned it from you or heard it from you first, is, you know, if you're not selling, you're not serving.
Absolutely. So that's why I say now is the time, and you're in such a beautiful position. For those of you who are new to business or you're just starting, let me tell you why it's so perfect for you. You don't have context of weathering storms in business. You don't have a sense of, well, I remember when. So that block isn't there. And I'm inviting you to not put it there, to not allow someone else's story or stories to be yours. You are your own individual and leader and CEO of your own empire. And for those of you who are seasoned in business, this is a beautiful opportunity for you to write a new script. For so many of you, if you tap into the opportunity to innovate and create, this can be one of your best financial years to date. Because in business, you're solving a problem. And as long as you can communicate how you solve that problem to your customers, to your ideal clients, to those you serve, they will find the means to receive it. Now, again, the way you unpack it, the way you communicate it, yes, that does need to shift. That does need to pivot. I'm finding as I'm coaching clients and I'm doing conversations like this, the biggest thing is to recognize the sensitivity of where people are. And you yourself can relate to it because you're going through it as well, right? So you want to check in, connect with people, ask them how they're doing, ask them what's on their mind, you know, find out what their pressing needs are. And if you're listening to this podcast, I know you have more than one genuine bone in your body. So bring your integrity forward, bring your value system forward in your business, bring the things that, you know, pull on your heartstrings, bring that forward in your conversations when you're talking to potential customers. Let them know your intention for having conversations with them and let them know that your service or your product, whatever it is that you're offering, you really believe it can be a resource to the very thing that they need. People will hear you from their heart and they'll make their decision the same way they did before. It's always based on emotion first, then backed up by logic. That didn't change because there's a COVID-19 going on in the world. If anything, it's heightened. And as I tell my clients, you want to sell through inspiration, not through fear. People are already afraid. They're already dealing with doubt. They're already dealing with, you know, confusion or indecision. You get to bring that calm to make sure that there's not a weathered storm happening in that conversation.
That's so important. And I want to just make sure everyone just heard that it's not a time to ignore what's going on in the world and pretend like it's not existing, but it's really time to bring your full authentic self forward in a sincere way that connects with people emotionally, not just logically. And there's plenty of fear, right? So there's plenty of fear in the world. We don't need more of it. So there are a lot of people out there right now, Natasha, who are connecting in that emotional way. And they're feeling like everyone's hurting so much right now. I need to give my services away for free. I don't feel right charging people for working with me. What do you say to that?
What I would say to that is several things, a few actually. The first one is, it is essential. It is absolutely imperative that your business is profitable. And here's why. The more revenue that you're bringing into your business, number one, you're taking care of your own livelihood and lifestyle, desires and goals. But then imagine this for a moment. Let's paint a picture. Imagine your intention is to generate $100,000 in the course of a calendar year. And because you are you recognize what's going on in the world and you want to contribute greater than just receiving money, if you're a tither or a giver in any way, you now have the means to do that. You can tithe and give 10% of your revenue to a cause, an organization, a person, or a place that you're inspired to give that to, and you're giving from your overflow. And that is the primary reason why it's imperative that you focus on being a solution-oriented leader right now. That you understand that your gifts will make room for you if you make room for them. And that there are people who are literally praying. They are literally praying for you to show up as an answer to their need. And your business is one of those solutions. Imagine having a program, whatever your price points are, and being able to shave off 10% of that and give it away. Every time you bring in a new client or customer, you can give back to a cause, again, an organization or a person, 10%. Now that changes your goals altogether. So it's not just about getting a new client and taking care of yourself and your needs, but you're able to share the love, spread that out, have a ripple effect in your business. And you can talk about it in your marketing, which makes you more client attractive to other clients who are considering working with you.
That's so interesting to use your giving and put that into your marketing, because it says so much about who you are as a business owner and as an individual when you're using your overflow to support and help others and connects with people in an emotional way. One of the areas that I see some of my clients struggling with, and not so many of my clients, but other people who I'm not working with who aren't using this as an opportunity to stand in their position of authority. Because it's true, right? The world needs you now more than ever. There are new problems to solve. There are new gaps to fill. And if you're going dark and you're not being seen and heard, then you're missing out on an opportunity to stand out as an authority. So I know in our work together, Natasha, you've worked with me and talked with me a lot about posture. And I was wondering if you'd be willing to share that with our listeners here today, what posture means and how you stand in your posture in a position of authority.
Absolutely. The place that I think would best serve the listeners today is, when it comes to posture, it is very much about your mindset. But right now in this season, it's more about your alignment. And it's recognizing that, yes, you are a work in progress. Yes, there are things that you may struggle with and deal with, you know, when the lights are out and nobody's around, the things that kind of maybe cause worry for you. But when it comes to your expertise, that's not the thing to question. You know who you are. You know you bring resolution and solutions to others. You know you fill in the gap. How do you know? Because you get compliments. People tell you, right? So go with that third-party verification. And that's what you're leading with in your business. You're leading with the alignment of knowing that you came to serve. Flaws and all, you're enough for who needs you next. But the only way they can find you is by you showing up and being visible and letting them know you're available. So having that posture of you deserve this, you deserve, your business deserves this, you deserve this, and your clients deserve you, having that knowing is really the way that I see it, taking your rightful step in this world. And if it's ever something you question, the only thing you have to remember is the fact that you woke up this morning is your opportunity to continue to live out the very thing you came here to do. And your business can be a vehicle of that. Your business is an opportunity to be that vehicle. And I know sometimes when it comes to the mindset, a lot of people deal with feeling unclear, a sense of confusion, especially if you're like looking to the left and the right at what other people, quote unquote, other people are doing. That can mess with your confidence. It's really important that you go back to center and that you simply ask, what can I do today? What problem can I solve today? Let tomorrow worry about itself. Your only focus is on right now. And right now, I'm saying to you, as a business owner, as a coach who coaches many people around the world, you're needed. And it's lawful. Your gifts will make room for you as long as you make room for them. And whatever it is that you got to do to get yourself into a space to feel good, whether that's working out, walking around your house, doing some jumping jacks, putting on some really good music, talking to a friend that's going to have you laugh, watching a quick sitcom, whatever it is that's going to have you raise your vibration and get you to a place that feels good, do that and do it often. Do it often, because believe it or not, that is one of the ways that allows you to be client magnetic. It's one of the ways that allows you to drop into those creative ideas that want to come through you that couldn't before. Now that things are trimming down to just focusing on the basics, what matters most, you can hear differently and be more discerning than maybe even last year, maybe even a month ago.
And I think it's, I just want to add to that, it's so important for those of us who feel called to do what we're doing. And I think many of the listeners in Life After Corporate are called to fulfill a mission and a purpose, that mission and purpose can't coexist with the thought that I'm not good enough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the ways to eradicate the thought that you're not good enough is a few things. One, it goes back to your belief system. What do you believe? Who do you believe yourself to be? And where do you go to tap in? Where do you go to as your source to regenerate and to remind yourself that you are here for a purpose and a reason, and this season is divine for you as well? So that's number one. And number two, the second thing is I teach sales through sales conversations. And I encourage my clients and I encourage you all to have as many selling-based conversations as possible, because when you are offering yourself to someone else, you're not thinking about what's not working for you. When you're having a conversation with someone else about possibility, about filling in a gap or a void, that's what you're doing for yourself. It's a gift to you as well as to them. You're literally stepping into the realm of possibility. You're not comparing what's happening in the world, the latest, greatest news story. You're in possibility. And that gets to be honored. That gets to be brought into your reality that much more. I mean, think about it. You bring in a new client for the day at your ideal price point, and you're excited about it. You're excited about working with them. They're excited about working with you. What is that going to do to your family when you close your office door, when you walk away from your computer and you have that good feeling? What is that going to do when you hear a piece of news story that's not serving you? You can combat it that much faster, because now your constitution is stronger. You feel better. When you sit at the dinner table, you can look at your family. You can look at your children if you have children. You can look at your spouse if you have a spouse. Or if you're dining alone, you're dining with celebration. Mm. There's so much opportunity available if you are willing to lean into it, align to it, and know that you were built for a time such as this.
And it's not about you. It's all about them. It's all about them. It's just being fully present with your ideal client. And it's only when you have that little voice in your head that, oh, I might not be good enough. Or then we start thinking of, oh, they might not be able to afford me because it's an economic downturn. They've just been laid off. You know, that's stinking thinking. And that's not up for you to decide, because when you decide that for your ideal client, you rob them of the solution to have their problem solved, their ability to get to the next level, their ability to fill their dream. And you've kind of taken that away from them because of your own fear.
Absolutely. But, absolutely. I want to just say that. Mind your business. It's not your business. It's not your business if they lost their job. if they were, like, you know, right size, got laid off, something happened with a family member. That's not the business that you're in. You're in the business of possibility and solution. So you hear it with empathy. You hear it with compassion. You hear it with love. You hear it with kindness. But you think from the place of, how can I serve them best? How can I be a solution to them? How can I move them, help move them forward? How can I be a light in the midst of their darkness? How can I add wisdom and inspiration to that moment? That's the way you want to think. It's a renewing of your mind opportunity. It really, really is.
Yeah. And it's thinking about people too, who've already crossed your path, and maybe it wasn't their time at the time you had that initial conversation. So just a quick story. Recently, I sent an email to someone who has a career as a public speaker. She gets paid as a speaker, and all of her business opportunities had deferred indefinitely. And so there was no income coming in, but she had a big idea that happens to be a great idea right now, which was how to help parents homeschool their children. And so as soon as this whole pandemic came down and parents are home with their kids, I reached out to her and I said, hey, is it time that you actually investigated this? And she's like, Deb, you're reading my mind. So keep in touch with people, you know, when you can care about them and reach out to them from a place of concern. And now we're working together to explore what that might look like.
Absolutely. It reminds me, as you're talking about that, of a few stories that have come across my desk and even clients for myself. I work with clients also who are speakers and host events. Well, there aren't any physical live events going on right now, but it's a beautiful opportunity for innovation. This is a great time to do virtual events. This is a great time to still create connection, still create networking opportunities, still create intimacy, but doing it differently. Now, you can even enroll more people because traveling is not involved. They don't have to, you know, schedule 1, 2, or 3 days off with their family. You do it in segments. So they still can happen. They just happen differently. And the beauty of that is people wouldn't have thought about those things if they were in those situations. It doesn't have to decline your revenue or your income at all. In fact, it gives you more reach because you're not minimizing it to just a live in-person experience. This is the time of virtual summits again. This is the time of webinars, as you know, everyone is experiencing it on some level. This is the time for you to give people you through the digital media. And you write the script, you tell the story. And those who are meant to hear from you now have an opportunity to do so. Especially now.
Especially now. Everyone is glued to social media. There are so many opportunities out there for you to be seen and heard. So you don't have the luxury of not feeling good enough. So, Natasha, one more thing that I think is so valuable to cover before we part is, you know, I want you to address the numbers. You've always taught me you need to be connected to your numbers, not only your financial goals, which a lot of people have financial goals, but they have no strategy in how they're actually going to meet those goals, and they don't measure. So what do you tell your clients? Talk about the numbers.
Ooh, there's so much science in the numbers. And I just want to clarify, when I talk about numbers, I'm not saying you need 100 people to reach your goal, or people are numbers. I'm not saying that. Let me be very clear. I don't see people as numbers. In fact, I see clients and customers as partners. So, but it is important from a business perspective that you pay attention to what's happening numerically in your business. So if you have a goal, again, let's just use an easy number, $100,000, as your intention goal for revenue, you want to backward plan it and look at what is it going to take to get you to goal. If that's your goal for a quarter, for a month, or for a year, or 6 months, whatever it is, you want to backward plan what is it going to take you to get there. And then you back that into your packages, your programs, and your offers. And then you back that into how many people at said numbers would it take for you to be able to achieve that goal. And the reason why painting that picture and putting it on paper or document it in whatever way is important is because it allows you to look at the reality of what could be And then it allows you to drop in to yourself and tell the truth. Do you feel who you are now is a fit and aligned to receive that? Is there a skill set that you need to learn? Is there something else that you can do differently to get the same result, but maybe maximize your time? So it allows you to have a real honest conversation with yourself about what's possible or what needs to change. I've been doing for the past several weeks what I'm calling profitable pivot plans with my clients, because a lot of them do need to pivot from what they were doing before, or this, I'm looking at opportunities where they get to add on things where this is the season for it, where before it might not have been. So we're looking at the numbers, but we're lining it up with their lifestyle goals, because it's still important that you are not using this season, this time that we're in, to just be busy. This is not the season to work harder. It's the time to actually work efficiently. Because I believe the greater picture of all of this is life getting our attention and having us really look at what matters most. And if you're honest with yourself, here's what it takes to live the life that I desire. This is the number. Here's what it takes for me to be even more comfortable than that. Here's what it takes for me to feel like I can be a greater giver. You look at those things and you make sure your business is lined up to it. And if you can't do it for yourself, that's why you hire help. That's why you invest in yourself to provide, so someone could provide that strategy for you. And then you have the guidance and the support to, you know, make it happen, to bring it to fruition. But it's not the time to duck your tail. It's not the time to bow out, to operate in fear yourself. I'm telling you, mark my words, we were in a similar, not when it comes to the health side, but when it comes to the so-called economic downturn, we were there just in 2009, in 2008, you know, when the market crashed with real estate. But for so many people, they became millionaires. They made their first six figures, multiple six figures. It was one of my largest revenue years to date. So it's all possible for you. It's all available. You just got to make the decision and stay firm and get the support and the help or the strategies that you need along the way.
I can't even add anything to that. I think that was just so perfectly said, is that you need to just align to it. And one of the things that I notice when I have my first conversations with people is that they're underselling themselves, and there is so much more potential. You know, just because you're leaving a corporate job and leaving a paycheck behind doesn't mean that you're meant to suffer or that you're meant to sacrifice. There is a potential out there for you to achieve your bigger goals, your lifestyle goals, your give back goals. So Natasha, you know, we all need support. I always turn to you when I need support. So how do Life After Corporate listeners stay in touch with you? Because you're like gold. You just want to stay in Natasha's circle as much as you can. How can they get in touch with you? Sign up for any upcoming trainings you have. We can put your social links in our show notes.
Absolutely. There's two resources in particular that I would like to give. The first one is, it speaks to what you mentioned around underselling yourself, feeling like you need to sacrifice, wanting to achieve your bigger goals, but you have great concern. Again, all of this is valid. So the first resource that I want to give is an audio training, totally complimentary, from me to you. I'll tell you what it is, and then I'll tell you the link. It's an opportunity for you to learn what I call the five ways to confidently have conversations that convert into clients. And this is going to really just get you to a place where you just feel so empowered and inspired that you'll pick up the phone and make the introduction yourself afterwards. And that's what you want. You want to feel confident and you want to be inspired to take action. The website is, or the link is, www.enrollfromthesoul.com. Enroll, E-N-R-O-L-L, from, F-R-O-M, the, T-H-E, soul, S-O-U-L.com. That'll get you straight. That's going to take care of so much of the mental part, but also you'll get the skill set. Because what I didn't get a chance to mention is, when you're having selling conversations, you want to really know the buying style of your ideal client or your customers. And this really helps you to tune into their buying style, which helps keep you out of your head about, can they afford it? Will they buy it? Is now the time? You know, all that stuff that will block you from being able to bring in money and revenue into your business. That's the first resource. The second one is an opportunity for me to learn more about you, and then I can give you a better resource that may be more customized to your immediate need. And for that, you can go to speaktonatasha.com, speak, S-P-E-A-K, to T-O, Natasha, N-A-T-A-S-H-A.com, and that'll give you another resource that's more customized to your needs.
Well, my friend and guide and guru, Natasha, it's great spending time with you this way. And thank you for so generously offering your wisdom and advice. Really, you know, sales is just a conversation, and Natasha is the conversation expert. And stay connected to us. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. We had a great review this week from Sharon, who writes, "As a podcast addict, I am always on the lookout for informative and solid segments. I found Deb's fifth episode on my LinkedIn feed, listened to all and a few of them twice for better notes. What's different? Zero hype, no artificial sweeteners, nutrient dense using common sense organic ingredients. With flashy, sexy, sparkly things to grab at everywhere, this is refreshing. Even Deb's voice delivery and tone and timing is terrific." So thank you, Sharon. Thank you for being a loyal listener. And that's it for now, everybody. See you real soon. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.